This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, I mean it sincerely when I say to you, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for taking the time out of your life, out of your busy day, to listen to the show, to be involved in the show, because we have a live chat room going on the website. TheRealSide.com, live thing going on Facebook. There's a million ways to contact the show, but the best way to get the show is get your app, okay? You have a TRS app, the Real Side app. You can get it on Apple. You can get it on Android. You can watch live. You can listen live. There's a bazillion things you can do on the show to get that show, and you get the stuff that we've written. You get the articles that go up on our websites. They're all there on the Android. I don't even know what an Android is. Anybody know what an Android is? Android app. Anyhow, if you head over to the website, give me your email address. I send out an email. I'll send one out tonight. I screwed up last night, but I'll send it out tonight. And it's all about what who we're going to have in the show, the stuff we're discussing, some of our sponsors, that kind of stuff. So I very much appreciate, you know, the time you take to open them, read them, send them to a friend, sign somebody else up for it. You know, that kind of, I sign people up for stuff all the time. Don't worry about it. Anyway, and you know, as some of you know, I've been pushing Patreon, and producer Tammy gets mad. Well, not mad. She tells me I should push this a little bit more often. But you know, Facebook and other social media outlets are cracking down big time on conservatives and their content. I mean, actually still funneling, still pulling back, still keeping us from getting our message out. And, you know, it'd be great if you want to make sure that you get notices of what's happening. Matter of fact, the apps actually give you a notice when we're coming up live. The apps actually let you know when the show's coming on. So if that's one way you need to know, that's great. But the other thing is, if you sign up for the newsletter, it's kind of a reminder at the beginning of the week when the show's going to be on, what's happening, and who might be there. So anything you can do to support the show would be a gazillion percent appreciated. So, it's like I said before. I said it before Trump was elected, and this is not an overnight fix. It is going to take years for us to get back in the mainstream of things and make sure that things are working the way they're supposed to when it comes to some of your rights and your freedoms. And recently there was an article about a church that is forced to remove, and you ready for this one? I mean, if you're this week, anyway. Forced to remove anger-provoking billboards. What provokes the anger? America is a Christian nation. That's right. Yeah, think about this. America was founded on Christian principles. If you stop reading the left propaganda and actually go read the letters that our founding fathers wrote, you would find out where they wanted us, the direction they were pushing us in, where they wanted us to head to. So billboards promoting a celebration of faith and freedom at the First Baptist Church in Dallas were removed after complaints from Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings and the Dallas Morning News. So the newspaper and a mayor got them to pull it down. Patriotic billboard campaign included the title of the sermon of Dr. Robert Jeffers, He planned to deliver the sermon on June 24th. America is a Christian nation. We were told by the billboard company that the message was divisive. See, this is why we need to get control. I told you, they don't want equality. They want control, and they're getting it. We need to have Christian-owned billboard companies, Christian-owned television companies. You know, if Christians on the board. You got Christians with money? Buy the majority of the stock. Watch how fast we start turning some of this stuff around. We were told by the billboard company that the message was divisive. Now, the sermon title was inspired by comments made by Supreme Court Justice John Jay. Wow. Can't have that now, can we? Oh, let's not forget David Josiah Brewer, too, another Supreme Court Justice, both of whom described America as a Christian nation, and nobody called him on the carpet for it back then. You know why? Because they agreed. Look, nobody's saying that that it's a Christian nation from a standpoint that we're supposed to be on our knees, hands clasped, praying to the Almighty 24/7. But if you'd actually take the time, instead of maybe trying to sound like you know what you're talking about, if you'd actually take the time to read the letters of our founding fathers to each other, read the letters of the people around them, I'll tell you what, George Washington must have been a real brain sick person. He really had a problem with the mental capacity, because you see more pictures of that man kneeling and praying, whether it's in the White House or not the White House, but whether it's next to his horse or in battle in other places. My God, he's considered to be, now there's people on the far left that say he had no godly connection whatsoever. Yeah, okay, I guess he was. What was he praying to? The almighty rock or the tree that he was under or the leaf that had just fell in front of him? I mean, seriously. What infuriates me more than anything is the comments put out by the far left when it comes to things like this. But they can't back them up. They can't refute any of them. Right? I mean, they can't support any of them. And if you go ahead, they take lines and bits and pieces out of stuff that they said. Just like Jefferson, for a man who supposedly wanted a solid line of separation between church and state. He was the most ignorant person that we had at the time on the planet. Do you know why? Anybody know why? Here's why. Because Jefferson actually had sermons and church services in federal buildings. That's right. He was so stupid that he did not understand that separation meant to pull apart, not pull together. And then let's go a step further. On government property, he forced government employees to play hymns. That's right. He's a military band, right? Some of you know this stuff. He used a military band to play hymns on Sunday at the church services he had in federal buildings. Sometimes 2 and 3 on a Sunday because it was overcrowded. Swallow that one. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
You know that? Look her up. Poor Margaret Dumont. That woman, although she probably laughed all the way to the bank, but that woman took such a beating from those guys. A verbal beat. I mean, today that would never be tolerated. You wouldn't be able to go see their movies. The Marx Brothers. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Thank you so much for being with me. I really mean that sincerely. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Are we a Christian nation still or not? Here's the deal. I get so irritated that people say, no, we're going to keep God out of religion. We've got to keep religion out of government and blah, blah, blah. If you would just do your, and I know some of you don't have the time, but look, wall builders, Rick Green, go to rickgreen.com. He's got some great stuff. One of the DVDs he has, is has to do with, you know, is this still one nation under God? And that sounds kind of weird. But when you go listen to what our founding fathers had in mind, I mean, he's reading letters that our founding fathers hand wrote to each other. How they spoke to each other, how they greeted each other, how John Jay, one of our first Supreme Court justices, he gave somebody the opportunity. Now, again, some of you aren't religious. I get that. That doesn't erase history, though. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it didn't exist. John Jay, on several occasions, gave somebody the opportunity to accept Jesus Christ before he hung them. Go figure that one out. I mean, seriously. Have you made peace with your maker? If these guys were atheists or ungodly men, there ain't no maker to make peace with, so he must have been brain dead. But they all had a belief in God. They all had a belief. You know, for my Christian friends out there, for my religious friends, I know some of you are tired of hearing me say this, but I'm not giving up on you guys yet. You know, some of you think that you shouldn't go to the Bible, you shouldn't go to God for politics. Who do you think made government? Right? Who do you think made politics? Who made government? See, we wouldn't allow God to rule over us, so now we had to have a king and a this and a that and all. So here we have government, okay? And it's representative government. God gave our founding fathers the idea of representative government, which means it's not a dictatorship. It means that you're supposed to send people that represent you, the majority of the people in your community. That means if you're a hardcore left-wing, diehard socialist, and you vote for the socialist, and the Republican right-wing conservative gets in, guess what? You're going to be represented by a conservative because the majority of your neighborhood are right-wing conservatives. It's just how it works. It's why it works so well. If you don't like the neighborhood you live in, move. If you don't, look at people move Colorado. Not beating on Colorado, but let's just be real about it. They had an influx of people move there. Why? Because they made marijuana legal. Recreational use of marijuana. They have people moving there from all over the place. Why? So they could smoke dope in the middle of the Central Park of kinds. Because it was representative of the kind of lifestyle they wanted to live. You've got different states that have, you know, different nuances to them, and people move there because of the nuances of that state, the way the state's governed. That's why it's called a representative government. It's not a democracy. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So the message, Jeffers... Beth, you've seen him on Fox and Friends and other shows before. He's been asked to pull down billboards that were pointing to a sermon that he's ready to deliver on June 24th. It's called America is a Christian Nation. I would say America is a Judeo-Christian nation. But America is definitely a nation founded on the premise of God. He said the message will present the history evidence of the bedrock of faith upon which America was founded. That's the message he's trying to get out with the billboards. However, the Dallas Morning News and the Mayor Rawlings blasted the pastor's sermon, suggesting a sermon title that it was hateful and divisive. How is it divisive? History is history. Look, if I say the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, the Japanese killed 3,000 people, plus or minus, at Pearl Harbor. Is that divisive? Is that hateful? No, it's a matter of, it's a statement of truth. Now, do the Japanese people come over here and kill? No, of course not. But it was the government. It was their government. It was their emperor. But again, it's a statement of fact for history. The Germans wiped out over 7 million Jews. It is a statement of history, a statement of fact. It is not a hateful reference to the Germans. I mean, no joke. Some of my best friends are Germans. Wonderful people. Well, the people I know are wonderful. Maybe the ones you aren't. I've got friends from all walks of life, living all kinds of lifestyles that are wonderful people. So to say that America was founded on or is a Christian nation. It's not an untrue statement. It may not be so today. People may not be, Christ may not be front and center today as he was 200 plus years ago. The mayor told the newspaper, it's not the Dallas I want to be. He says, it's not that, that is not the Christ I follow. Well, Mayor, what Christ do you follow? I mean, I love these guys. It's like what's her name? Mrs. Clinton. She quoted, I won't even go through it because I don't want to waste the time. I'll go nuts. She quotes another Bible quote, just like, what's her name? Mika? Is that her? Over on the Morning Joe show, she half-heartedly quotes the scripture about Christ and children, not deciding to take it in context or read the front end or the back end of the scripture, just used the little part she wanted. Because they don't want to know. It's like when Christ talked to the adulterer. When he got her out of trouble, he didn't look at her and say, hey, they're all gone. Go have some more fun. It's not what he said. He specifically looked at her and said, go sin no more. In other words, what you were doing was sin. He called her out. He said, don't do that anymore. Right? Is that the Christ they don't want to know about? Maybe that's the Christ this mayor doesn't want to follow. He goes on to say, that is not the Christ I follow, the mayor told the newspaper. It's not the Dallas I want to be. To say things that don't unite us, but divide us. I never heard those. Really, how does it divide us? If the country was founded on Christian principle, how does that divide us? I'm Joe Messina, your host. More about non-divisive words out of the Bible when we come back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Okay, I'll give you a minute to dance it off. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. I always appreciate, I really do, I always appreciate the time that you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend on the air. I appreciate the time that you that you spend just being there with us, right? I mean, just spending, just being involved in the conversation. You know, somebody just sent me a, I love this. I really love this because you're going to hear this is not apples and apples. This is apples and oranges. But Kate Steinle will never, has been separated from her parents for the rest of her parents' lives. Right? And, all right, I'm going to go down that road. But she is separated from her parents forever. Where is the outrage on the left? There isn't any. Because they so want to protect each other. They so want to make sure that nothing looks bad on each other, if you would. Okay, they're not going to say anything. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate, you know, the time you're spending with us. I just so much appreciate, you know, the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. So we're talking about whether this country, we weren't talking about whether it's a Christian nation or not, but the fact that the mayor can put it, this has got to scare you. I don't care where you're from. You know, the Supreme Court of Canada just ruled that your religion doesn't trump anything. That how people feel and what is perceived as hate speech or hate actions are much more important than somebody's religious belief. They're not far from us. Remember that. But you've got a mayor and a newspaper. You can put enough pressure on a church, and that guy's pretty tough. Robert Jeffers. He's pretty tough. You put enough pressure on him to have him pull down signs. The mayor says, that's not the Christ I follow. It's not the Dallas I want to be. To say things that don't unite us but divide us. I never heard those words. that voice came out, or he said, I never heard those words coming out of Christ's mouth. Well, you haven't ever heard him say, thou shalt not smoke either. Right? You never heard him say, thou shalt not inject heroin, or whatever you do with it. Thou shalt not smoke coke, or snort coke, or whatever it is you do. Right? I mean, people who play those games with words, I just love it. You know, the ones that say, well, Jesus never talked about abortion. No. No. He talked about killing life. And when God says he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, apparently you were something. You was somebody. Right? To God you were. Now, if you don't believe in God, that's a different story. But if you do believe in God, and you still try to sell me on abortion, you're wrong. If God knew you before you were in the womb, then you had value to him. And what gives anybody the right to take that away? Columnist Robert Wilunski started a controversy with a scathing column on June 7th titled, First Baptist Pastor Robert Jeffers' Gospel of Division Does Not Represent My Dallas. No, but it represents. I love that too. Christ was not inclusive, people. Tell me what about Jesus Christ was inclusive. The only thing inclusive about Jesus Christ is that everybody had the opportunity to come to him to get to the Father. That's the inclusion. But when Jesus says, there's only one way to the Father, and that's through me, I'm sorry. Doesn't that rule out Buddha, Muhammad, even Moses? I go down the whole list, right? And he does say that in the Bible, unless some of you Christians want to take it out of there. That doesn't sound very inclusive and overwhelming now, does it? I'm sorry, but it's true is true. Wilunski was apparently triggered by the patriotic billboard while stuck in traffic. Oh my God. Just think about it. He was suffering a massive microaggression at the time, wasn't he? My rabbi warned me there would be days like this. He wrote, all I saw Wednesday was someone telling me and everyone else who does not worship Jesus Christ that we do not belong here. Now, just because something's founded on principle, I mean, really terrible, disgusting, right? You love your neighbors, you love yourself, you know, don't commit murder, don't commit adultery, you know, love God. Take care of your family. Those are all terrible things. Terrible. Terrible things. I can see why you wouldn't want to be part of those. The following day, the church received a message from the billboard company that said their signed contract was being canceled and the billboards would be taken down. So you know what I would do? I'll tell you what I would do. Forget the billboards. Dr. Jeffers, listen up. I would get me a couple of steak body trucks. Okay? And I would have signs put on the sides of both sides of those trucks. I'd get about 20, 25, 30 of them. I know what you pay for those billboards. Big bucks, right? And drive, just pay some kids, you know, young people need a few bucks. Pay them to drive those things all around Dallas. Right? What are they going to do to you? If you got the trucks, you own them, you're renting them, whatever. You'll get the message out. There's a gazillion ways to make it happen. They go on to say that we're getting hammered by the media. Well, the heck with the media. What are they doing for you? For the American is a Christian nation tagline on the billboards. And representative, you know, we had those, I can't think of what they were. I'd have to go looking for the pictures. But we had Muslim billboards up. Remember? There was only one true God or something like that or whatever, whatever, whatever. Funny, nobody complained about them. I wonder why that was. I'm just curious. Well, we did, but we don't count. Very obvious. Anyway, Outfront Media wrote the church leader, Dallas Morning News, and the other news affiliates are doing stories on how offensive and bigoted the signs are. Isn't that funny? They're offensive and bigoted. Okay. The church offered to revise the sermon title in America. Is America a Christian nation? But that also was rejected. Because you now, not only can you not make the statement, you can't ask the question. What are they afraid of? I'm telling you, they remind me of the kid in the supermarket. They have absolutely no power, right? They haven't got a real argument. So what do? As to why, you know, if mommy won't give them the candy bar that they want, throw themselves on the floor, scream and make the biggest noise, pitch the biggest fit you can, because in most cases, somebody's going to shove a candy bar in your mouth just to shut you up. And that's what they're hoping for here. The local representative was apologetic, but it was clear that the New York-based company was no match for the angry anti-Christian radicals, right? The reason those on the left don't want people to hear the message is that they know the historical evidence is on my side, said Jeffers. It's true. It's a true statement. We'll not be deterred as we defend the foundational values of the country. City Hall spokesman Scott Goldstein defended the mayor on Twitter. Mayor Mike Rawlings speaks for the real Dallas. Really? You sure about that? I like when they say that he speaks, but did they take a poll? Did they ask people as a whole? I mean, seriously. To be clear, First Baptist Dallas has no beef with the Outfront Media. They're a privately owned company. They have a right to decide who to do business with. We support the right of businesses to refuse service to customers. Right? I mean, I wonder if the city feels that way. I wonder if Jeffers puts up a sign that says marriage is between one man and one woman, what would happen? But yet, when the LGBTQ community puts up a sign, what was that commercial for the longest time? Love is love, love knows no boundaries, or something like that. And it was two men and two women and all that other stuff. And that was all okay. So the freedom of speech isn't there. It really doesn't exist when you could put limits on it like that. The problem, he said, is that the Dallas Morning News and Mayor Rawlings, they don't have... never mind. It should greatly concern people of any faith when those in the press or government can seek to defeat these kind of things and censor religious organizations. Isn't that what's happening? And the mayor actually said, I don't oppose the billboards. As long as there's nothing on them that offends me. He didn't say that part. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you.
people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
With me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us so much. Right? Oh, you know, I love the old, that old kind of music. I don't even know what they call that. But I love that old stuff. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And yes, you know, we are, get over yourselves. Yes, we have Christian roots. Yes, our founding fathers loved God. Yes, our, I mean, I could go on and on and on about this. I'm not going to, but I could. And I always get, you know, get the biggest kick out of this. Why an entity that doesn't exist makes these guys so crazy is always just amazing to me. And I mean that sincerely. I get the biggest kick out of it. I shouldn't, but I do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission.
What do you think?
To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life.
But we don't want that.
Civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
That's right. President Trump has said we're going to start a sixth arm of the military. And if it's anything like the original Star Trek, it won't last long anyhow. Because, you know, they were getting blown up on a regular basis. They couldn't fight anything. But anyway, look, I don't want to beat this up. It's kind of funny. I don't mean it's funny like it's a bad thing. I don't know what he has in mind. I like the way people twist things around. I don't know if he's saying, look, like President Kennedy. I mean, they all thought he was nuts, too. When he said, we're going to go to the moon and come back. And they're like, yeah, okay, sure. And I think what he's, you know, in saying that America needs to have dominance, look at what we've given up over the last. And see, I think it's a dig to Obama, because Obama gave it up. We have the, okay, the Russians, think about this, shuttle us back and forth to the space station. Want to talk about Russian collusion? We gave up the shuttle system. We stopped giving money to NASA to move us forward in space. Why? Because President Obama didn't believe in it. That's why. Hundreds of people lost their jobs because he didn't believe in a space race or us even having a solid presence in space. It's just crazy. Some great inventions came out of what happened in space. Or because of the technology that was being pursued for space. So I don't get what the big whoop is. He's talking about taking dominance in space. We should be in the lead. We should be out in front. I agree with him. We should be out in front. We shouldn't let China or Russia or any one of those other entities or countries become the leading agency for space. Who thinks really, seriously, we should be hopping on board for millions of dollars, we should be hopping on board a Russian ship to get back and forth to the space station, or anywhere else for that matter? I know some of you are going to send me emails, because I always get this. Well, Joe, you know, we never went to the moon, really. It was all a stage thing on a Hollywood keep it to yourself. I don't entertain that kind of stuff. Whatever. Not that I think you're crazy or any of that. I'm just saying I just don't entertain that kind of stuff. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, he wants us to become a leading dominance in space. I'm good with that. Where do I sign up? I'll help out where I can. Hey, you know that rapper who some of you may or may not remember. I know Tammy got, you know, grossed. I did too. I thought it was disgusting. There was a rapper who did a video where he lynched a little white boy, if you remember that. Remember that? There was a noose, a noose on stage or whatever. And the little boy's moving towards it slowly. And this little black boy setting up, ready to hang him. Now tell me that doesn't send a positive message, does it not? But see, the left said, this was art. This was okay. Come on, think about that. This was our. This was pulling us together. And I guess his name is, or was, Extension. Is that what that is? XXXTENTACION?
Yeah, triple extension.
Well, good for him. Well, not anymore.
Extension.
According to TMZ, Triple X for short, was killed in a drive-by shooting while shopping for motorcycles in Miami. The video of the rapper reportedly dead in his car has been posted on social media. The rapper gained fame and controversy last year when he released a video depicting the lynching of a young white boy. As Triple X was leaving the motorcycle dealership, a gunman ran up to his car, shot him. Police later pronounced him dead. He had been under house arrest while awaiting trial for domestic abuse against his pregnant girlfriend. Maybe it was the brother of the girlfriend. He faced a dozen felony charges, including witness tampering. A judge reason. Wow. See, what? And they still hold this guy in high esteem. A judge recently freed him from house arrest so he could tour. His last album debuted at number one on the charts. Oh, boy. And you know, why? Well, and I'm not saying this like I shouldn't be given time to this, right? But, I mean, seriously, what? These guys, these people, why do we give them so much time? I mean, this guy sold millions. Now, think about this. Sold millions of albums, made millions of dollars, was given special treatment to go tour. Right? For what? He beat up his pregnant girlfriend. You're not a man when you beat up a pregnant woman. That doesn't make you more of a man. It makes you a coward. I'm so tough, I can beat up a woman that's pregnant. I can beat up a 5-year-old. I mean, I love these guys, you know. I grew up on the streets of Boston. Some of you know I talk about that on a regular basis. And I used to make fun even of my kids and some other kids here in California because they would act so tough. And I look at them and say, not that I'm tough, but I say, look, at, I'll drop you in my neighborhood overnight. When I come back in the morning, we won't be able to get near you because your pants will smell so bad from the pee and the poop that was in them. Everybody's tough till they have to run into it. See, if I was a thug on the street and I knew this rapper had beat up his girlfriend while she was pregnant, I'd be that guy walking up to him and come on, hit me. I look like I'm pregnant. Maybe it'll make you feel more comfortable. Come on, hit me. The cowards. And if you let your kids buy their albums, if you let you're buying in, you're holding them in high esteem, you're paying them to be the jerks that they are. It ain't right. You have to start hitting these people in the wallet. That's what they understand. Last but not least, did Trump really say he wants Americans to sit up at attention for him? You know how media has the ability to twist stuff, right? So, did Donald Trump really say this? I mean, everybody's like, you know, like Kim Jong-un, you know, his people sit up and all that. Well, actually, no, he didn't. Now, maybe you've heard rumors by now the media's losing their minds over claims that Trump said that he wanted American people to stand at attention for him, just like Kim's people do. So the liberal media now say, well, see, he wants to be a dictator. Unlike the last guy, because he did nothing dictatorial, right? Well, here's the truth and nothing but the truth. Trump made, admittedly not so great, joke about his staff. You know, I mean, I don't know if Trump's a big jokester or what. And it wasn't about the American people. It was about his staff. And it was during an interview with Fox and Friends Friday morning. You can go grab the clip. It's all over the internet. Trump on Kim Jong-un noted these two sentences. He's the head of a country. I mean, he's strong. He's a strong head. Don't let anyone think any different. He speaks and his people sit up at attention. I want my people to do the same thing. And he was talking about his staff. Right? The gesture at the end of the video is he's actually pointing to the staff. Trump later said in an impromptu press briefing at the White House lawn that he was only kidding, accusing the media of not understanding sarcasm. See, they hold him to every word. But remember that line? Right? Tell Vladimir, I'll have more freedom after the election. I'll have more flexibility. They didn't care about that. The left said, oh, that didn't mean anything. Well, it meant the whole world to the rest of us. And look at what happened after the second election. Andrew Albacini, your host, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's actually a lot you can get involved with. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. Don't be stupid. Because we're going to be here all week. I want you to. God bless. We'll catch you later.